We've been following the story of a Texas man who's been seeking $1 million each from three women he says helped his now ex-wife get an abortion. His wrongful death lawsuit is the first of its kind since the Supreme Court curtailed abortion rights last summer. The suit relies heavily on text messages in which the woman shares intimate details with her friends. The case highlights concerns about both digital privacy and reproductive health. And as NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, experts say documents related to the case appear to undercut some of the man's claims.
Marcus Silva says that last July, just weeks after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the three women helped his then-wife secretly get abortion pills and illegally end her pregnancy. Silva and his lawyers have claimed repeatedly that she took the pills behind his back. Here's one of his attorneys, Peter Breen, speaking to NPR after the lawsuit was filed.
There is a very strong issue here that a man had a child, he did not know about it, and the child was killed. So his fatherhood of that child was terminated without even his knowledge.
Silva's legal team declined to comment for this story, but Silva made that same claim in his lawsuit, which was filed in Galveston County, Texas in March, a few weeks after the couple's divorce was finalized. In the suit, Silva claims that he, quote, recently learned of the defendant's involvement and says his ex, quote, decided to kill the unborn child without Marcus's knowledge or consent. But several forensic and legal experts interviewed by NPR say key documents related to the case suggest that Silva may have known his then-wife was planning an abortion before it took place by accessing her text messages. Lana Ramjet is director of operations at the Clinic to End Tech Abuse at Cornell, which works to prevent technology-based stalking and abuse. Ramjet says it's hard to know exactly when or how most of the messages, which are included as exhibits in the lawsuit, were captured. And it's unclear who captured them, but there are some clues.
Yeah, these are some janky text messages or janky photos of text messages.
She says a glare on the screen and what looks like a thumb suggests someone used another device to take pictures of the messages.
They are pretty clearly photos of a phone.
Ramjet pointed to one message in particular that she says suggests someone photographed it soon after it was sent. The message comes at the end of a long exchange where the women appear to be talking about the need to hide both the pregnancy and the abortion from Silva.
The very, very last screenshot that's given in Exhibit 4, where it says, today, 6:38 p.m. So we know that those photos were taken the same day as the message.
Silva's lawyers have declined to say how he got access to the text messages, but a new document obtained by NPR may shed some light on that question. A police report from League City, Texas, dated July 18, 2022, shows Marcus Silva told officers that 6 days earlier, he found a post-it note in his wife's purse with the phone number for an abortion clinic. Silva said he went through her phone and, quote, saw text messages between his wife and several other people planning the abortion. The next day, July 13, Silva said he went through her purse again and found a white pill with the letters MF. He searched online, according to the report, and concluded it was the first pill used in the medication abortion process. In other words, mifepristone. It's not clear when exactly the abortion took place. The lawsuit says only that it happened sometime in July. But if Silva knew about the abortion ahead of time, as the police report seems to suggest, that could also undermine his argument that he should be awarded damages, says Mike Golden, director of advocacy at the University of Texas School of Law.
If the jury comes to the conclusion that he knew full well that this was going on and did nothing about it, that strongly suggests that he suffered little to no emotional distress as a result of this happening.
And Golden also says if Silva got the messages without his wife's consent, that's something else a jury would be likely to look at. Whatever the outcome of this case, the fact that the women's text messages are part of it underscores how digital communication can make people legally vulnerable, says Chinmayi Sharma, a lecturer at the University of Texas School of Law.
I think there should be awareness of how big of a risk this is and how much it's not just hypothetical. It is absolutely happening.
Sharma, who's also a scholar in residence at UT Austin's Strauss Center for International Security and Law, says people need to be aware of the type of information they're exchanging.
You know, I saw that she included her ovulation calendar, which is another thing that is a big concern if you're in a state where the timing of the abortion is relevant.
Silva isn't suing his ex-wife because Texas law contains exemptions for people who terminate their own pregnancies. But others can be targeted for helping someone get an abortion. Rusty Hardin, a Houston-based defense attorney, is representing two of the three defendants. He says it's unfortunate that his clients have been caught up in this case for trying to help a friend.
It just shows simply these are not simple matters. They are family and personal women issues. And they are not the business of the rest of the world, quite frankly.
Silva's lawyer, Peter Breen, has said the lawsuit's goal is to establish that anyone who assists with an abortion in states like Texas, where it's now illegal, could face civil liability or even, he hopes, criminal prosecution. In a recent fundraising message emailed to supporters of his conservative Catholic group, the Thomas More Society, Breen tells readers the lawsuit targets women who helped Silva's wife get an abortion, quote, behind Marcus's back, and describes the lawsuit as groundbreaking. The message asked readers to send their prayers and their donations. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.